This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Investigation by the Times found that Trump owes at least $650 million on his real estate loans, twice as much as he reported on earlier paperwork in this campaign. Eskimos do not have more than 50 words for snow, as popular myth holds. They have about 15, about the same we find in English. Restrictions are ending on flights between the U.S. and Mexico, which could mean more choices and lower fares. Marathon silver medalist from Ethiopia, Faiza Alayesa, raised his arms and crossed them in an X, the symbol of protests now ongoing in that country. He now fears for his return. Ethiopia says that he will be safe. Maryland, with doctors from Johns Hopkins and researchers from Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh, are running a statewide series of meetings on how to prioritize healthcare resources in the event of emergency or disaster circumstances. Indiana and Utah both give 10% of awards for any discovered security fraud to whistleblowers now. Democrats' cash lead grew to $140 million in July for Clinton, compared to $78 million for Trump. The Chilean private pension plan of individual accounts, widely touted in recent years by conservatives and the World Bank, now finds 84% of Chileans want an overhaul because of the poor benefits, and thousands are demonstrating demanding change. In a new rule being issued now, contractors must list any violations of 14 federal labor laws and their state equivalents during the previous 3 years whenever they apply for any contract worth more than $500,000. The proposed regulations designate labor compliance advisors at the various agencies that enforce labor laws to advise contracting agencies on whether the violation in question is serious, repeated, willful, or pervasive. 60% of Americans were prescribed painkillers in the past year and had leftover medications. 20% of them shared them with someone else. The chances that a loan cosigner will end up repaying part of the loan are 40%. Lenders in the old Ottoman Empire charged elites higher interest rates because such people are less accountable to courts. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Ransky. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.